Let's start with a poem today instead of prayer. Actually, this is a prayer written by Liu Shihua, a famous poet. The title is Small is Great. This is my own translation. So, okay, let me read this for you. A song can enliven a person. One flower can create dreams. One tree can start a forest. One bird can indicate the beginning of spring. One touch may give someone strength. One star can lead ships at sea. One ray of sunlight can brighten a room. One candlelight can chase away the darkness. A good laugh can let people overcome sadness. One step is the start of every journey. One word is the start of every prayer. A single hope can renew your soul. A single move can show your love to others. A person's heart can show the ultimate truth. One's life can make a difference in the world. And everything here is up to you. Okay. The poet points out the fact that everything great comes from a small starting point. So my first point is this: small but important. Actually, this theme, this theme is a main theme in the gospel. As you may remember, Jesus cares about the small. For example, the shepherd is looking for not 99 sheep, but only one. A woman in the Bible tried to find a coin, not a $100 bill, in Luke 15. There are many unknown. People have no name in the Bible. But for example, a widow in the Mark doesn't have a name, but she became a model of genuine sacrifice. So this is the main theme of gospel. So here you find a logic of small but great from today's reading. The mustard seed was the smallest, among the seeds in Jesus' time. But when a mustard seed grows, it becomes a tree. So this dramatic change Jesus is talking about in our scripture reading shows us how to become great. It is about actually audiences at the time, Samaritans, widows, tax collectors, farmers, even the disciples of Jesus Christ was what? Fishermen. So they were invisible, somewhat insignificant people in that society, but they made a revolutionary difference. Historian Josephus, probably Dr. Im knows him very well, noted that Christians are in a different category. This is a direct quote. He described Christians as a different tribe. Different tribe means they behaved differently. For example, forgive their enemies, love and care for the poor, respect human dignity, something like that. We have learned the catechism about baptism, same baptism. After baptism, people baptized and then they become the same. This is a revolutionary. They couldn't never ever imagined this equality between men and women, slave and master, Jews and Gentile, Greek. So same, this is a, there is no class at all. so that Joseph's described Christians as what? A different tribe. They are different. They're different from others. So Christians created a totally new worldview. In the beginning, it was very small. 12 disciples. Think about it. Fishermen. I don't want to imagine that kind of scene. You know, Jesus Christ, but insignificant people. You know, not important at all. But what? They changed our world. They changed philosophy. So this is a clear example. A mustard seed becomes a tree among the largest of garden plants. The beginning was invisible, but the outcome was beyond description. I think this worship service is a clear example. I visited 절두산. What is that in English? Beheading. Yeah, Beheading Mountain. It's not far from here. It takes about 20 minutes from here, I guess, for an interview. I visited 절두산, you know. The history of 절두산 is really tragic. The early Catholics were in conflict with the government, and then they were severely persecuted. So many were beheaded and then thrown into the river behind the mountain. The river is Han River, right? So the river became red with the blood of martyrs. It is now a museum for martyrs. And there is a Yanghuajin, 14 missionary cemetery. There are cemeteries of many missionaries, including Horace Underwood. Are you familiar with the name? Underwood, who established Yonsei University. Here, this chapel. And also Henry Appenzeller. Dr. Im introduced me as a Drew graduate. Appenzeller is from Drew. We are in the same school. Well, the time-wise, clear difference, but there's a record that people gathered to send him to Korea, and they marched to the station. So it takes about a mile from the campus to the station, and they sang. I don't know what song they sang, but marched with joy and happiness, with blessing. There's a record. Think about it. It's small. Mustard seed, a young seminarian. Underwood was 1885. He was like a 26. Young seminarian. But they devoted their lives to Korean people. And they made unimaginable difference in Korea. So many hospitals and schools, including Yonsei. I'm deeply indebted to them as a source of my inspiration. A single person. A person can make a difference. That's a biblical truth. This is not my personal story. Well, if I quote my personal stories, then I could boldly say that from my own ministry experience, wonderful works were done by not me, but by what? Invisible, somewhat insignificant people, figures like mustard seed. It happens, really. This is a clear evidence of this dramatic change. So, let us dream. There are many unsung, unknown names in the Bible, and martyrs. If you go to a foreign missionary cemeteries for foreign missionaries, even missionaries' children, were buried. Probably not many people remember the names of their children, but in every case, we definitely witness mustard seeds become trees by God's grace, in God's grace. So we are miracle makers. Okay. We are given this talent, this blessing. So let us dream. The second point is this. Take a seed and plant it. If you only think about something, nothing will come of it. If you want to fulfill the call of the Lord, you should do something. You have to do something. In the case of mustard seed, according to our Bible, verse 31, you have to take it and plant it. Take it and plant it. This is about action. This idea is from psychology, and there are many famous quotes related to this this quote. I think, I don't think this is the first time hearing it. A first line thoughts can lead to a word and actions, and then become a habit later. And then later, it can change your personality and eventually your destiny. So thoughts and words and actions and habits and character and destiny. Let me give you an example. You know, you think you love your husband or wife, okay? Or your kids, okay? Your girlfriend, your boyfriend, okay? You think it's not enough. Nothing happened. You have to say something. I love you. I love you, honey. I love you, son. I love you, daughter. Sweetheart, I will be with you. I will always be with you. Or you're beautiful, you're precious. It's something like that. You have to say something. And then, is that enough? No, you have to do something. Something like what? Buy a rose. Buy a cup of coffee. I got iced Americano today. What's a nice gift? You know, make me what? Happy. Action. You know, you only think about it, nothing happened. This is not a dating class, but one more example. Suppose you have compassion for a child in a painful situation. Just think about it, okay? Compassion is a great virtue, Christian virtue. So you have to have it. But if you just felt compassion, nothing would happen. So what do you have to do? Do something. Send them a letter or send them money. That's what we have to do. You know, this is related to our faith. Many Christians are misunderstood the notion of justification by faith. Justification by only by faith. Well, we misunderstand that. You know, faith includes our words and our deeds. This is the biblical truth, and the Luther reformer clearly emphasized that. You know, we are saved by faith, not works, but we live out our faith by loving others and caring for their needs. That's the faith. No one agrees? This is the biblical truth. Faith is not only about believing, but about what? Acting. A psalmist says, "May these words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer." This is a very famous verse. Psalm 19, verse 14. Even how we talk is a part of our faith. Okay? According to James, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. Wow, this is a strong statement. Let me read this for you again. Faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. I quote here, you know, James's idea, a famous verse, faith with action. It was one of his concerns that the church take care of the widows and the orphans, and he also wanted them to rely not on empty words, but to act on their faith with deeds of love. So here's the point. Okay, do something. According to Hebrew word hata, hata is translated in Greek as hamartia. Hamartia. Greek means to miss the mark. You know, you shoot the arrow and miss the mark. That's the sin. Definition of the sin according to our Bible. Hamartia. Okay? It is associated with a Greek tragedy, actually. But Christians adapted. This is Greek word. Adapted this notion. It does not deal with only with sin, but in most cases it means arrogance or laziness. This is very interesting. You know, when we say sin, okay, in the church, in our daily life, sin is what? Act badly. You know, punching, kicking, even killing. You know, those are regarded as sin. But in the Bible, hamartia means, okay, there are things to do for good or the best life possible, but if one is so arrogant or lazy that they do nothing, this is hamartia. You don't do anything, that is hamartia. Okay? This is an example. Let me give you an easy example. Okay, parable of talents. Okay, talents. 5 talents, 2 talents, 1 talent. Okay, a servant with 1 talent kept the talent well. Okay, 1 talent and 1 talent. And the master's answer was, response was what? You wicked. You didn't do anything. This is the sin, according to our Bible. So, you have your own mustard seed in your life, in your heart. So, what do you have to do? Take it and plant it. Action is required. The second point was what? Take it and plant it. Okay. The third point is this. Okay. It is not about size, but about character. Okay. Let's go a little deeper. Mustard tree. Here's the point. Mustard tree is not the biggest tree, but the largest among garden plants. So it means that not that great. The shape is not that great. It's not beautiful as Metasequoia. You know, if you want to come to our school, Torch Trinity, and there is a beautiful world with Metasequoias. Oh, beautiful, wonderful. There are so many great trees like oak tree, pine tree, but this tree is about this big. 1.5 meter? Mustard tree? No, this is not actually a tree, but is a plant. Not a what? Great-looking tree. So, how come Jesus chose a mustard tree as an example? The point is not the size, but the character of the tree. According to our Bible, chapter 13, verse 32, could you read together? Okay, 1, 2, 3. The birds of the air came and perched in its branches. Okay. The mustard tree eventually supported other things. Why would birds flock to the mustard tree? Because of the weather. You know, today's weather, it's horrible. Even U.S., you know, the western part of the U.S. is horrible right now. Israel, the climate is high and desert area, so it provides shade and protection. Without it, they would die immediately due to the exposure to the heat. So this is irony. So small, mustard seed was like almost invisible. And now becomes the thing that brings shelter and life for others. That is the point. Okay. We know God always wants to make the small larger, just like a seed growing into a plant. We know we become great in and through the will of God. And even we pray for that, right? But I'm challenging you today. Who are you and what do we have to do as Christians? We are so comfortable. Let us be honest, including myself, in our privileged world, that it makes it almost impossible for us to hear the cries of the small birds who are chained to lives of abuse and suffering. Are we too big or too strong or so dominating that weary birds are scared and overwhelmed? This is a really good opportunity to reflect upon our world and ourselves. So, let me ask a question. Are we living in a world fixated on success? Okay, become big, you know, kind of super syndrome. Let us be famous. You know? Aren't we praying that, praying for ourselves and our kids to be great, but not for having loving and humble hearts? Well, let us be honest. I definitely pray for what? Loving and humble hearts of my children, but at the same time, maybe even more time for prayer. It's like, oh Lord, help him or her to become great. But this is not the point of the Bible, sadly. Many times we say that character doesn't matter, only success. So today's scripture reading shows us what? Your character. Your role. Who are you in your family, in our society? This is a very challenging question for all of us. Success is important, definitely. But at the same time, Christian character. Who gives what? Who provides peace and harmony, love to our society? And one more thing. We are easily disappointed by our limitations and insignificance. This is a typical tendency of Christians. Our prayer, our faith, your money, your dreams actually cannot immediately change the world. That's the fact. Each is just a small mustard seed. But I truly believe that I am, and you are history makers. If we say, you know, we can change our world with faith and love and harmony, people may laugh at us. But the truth is that Christians made this miracle all the time. And Reinhold Niebuhr, a famous theologian, said, Christians are working for impossible possibility. It looks impossible, but it is possible in God. This chapel, these people are evidence of this impossible possibility. I truly believe that. You know, we are a mustard seed, but God promised that what? We are mustard seed, but at the same time, it becomes tree. So, I would like to ask you to have this vision. Okay? Impossible possibility. We are weak, we are fragile, we are invisible, we are insignificant, but at the same time, what? There is a potential mustard seed. So your role, your job is what? Take and plant. Act on it. And God will help you, and God will be with you, and God will guide you, mold you, so that people in the future, not may, not might, definitely witness the evidence of this miracle. So, May God's blessings be with you in this process of wonderful change. Could you pray? Let us pray. Lord, thank you for giving us a dream. The dream that a small mustard seed becomes great, great tree, so that little weary birds can have a rest. Lord, make us remember that we need to take and plant your gift and use it for your kingdom and your people. Lord, be with us. And Lord, make us your instruments of love and peace. Be with us. We pray in your precious Son's name.